Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going deep on one of those jungle moves that instantly changes the attitude of a track. Slicing an Amen variation for chopped final character in Ableton Live 12. And just to be clear, this is not about chopping a break just because we can. It's about making that break feel like it came off a dusty record, got played, printed, re-edited, and then dropped back into a modern mix with purpose. We want old-school DNB energy, but we also want it to sit cleanly with a sub, a Reese, or whatever low-end pressure you're running. So think of this as a mixing-minded break design workflow. We're going to preserve the snare impact, keep the groove alive, and a bit of believable wear, and make the whole thing feel like a sampled performance instead of a sterile grid edit. First, choose a good Amen variation. Ideally, you want a break that already has a little personality. Maybe it's slightly degraded, maybe the ghost notes are a little messy, maybe the phrasing has a bit more swing than a super clean loop. That gives you more to work with. If all you have is a clean break, that's fine too, but you'll need to create more of the character yourself. Drag the audio into Ableton Live 12 and listen before you do anything else. A lot of people rush straight to slicing, but the source matters. If the break already has a bit of grit or movement, you're halfway to the right vibe. Now set your warp mode. For this kind of work, beats is usually the move. Complex Pro can be useful if you need to preserve the tone while time stretching, but for a slice jungle break, beats gives you stronger transient behavior and makes the source feel more drum-like and more sliceable. From there, adjust the transient settings. You want the break to stay punchy, not blurry. A higher transient value helps the hits cut through, and a little flux can introduce some instability, which is great for this style. You do not want the break sounding locked like a pop loop. You want it to feel performed, slightly alive, slightly unpredictable. Now right-click the break and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. In most cases, use transient slicing. That'll give you a playable drum rack with each hit mapped to a pad. This is where the fun starts. Before you even program anything, clean up the rack. Rename the important pads so you know what's what. Kick, snare, ghost snare, hat, rim, tail. Group the whole thing right away and call it something like Amen Chop Bus. That way, you're already thinking like a mix engineer, not just a loop editor. Inside Simpler, make sure the slices are behaving properly. Set the mode to one shot for the main hits. Keep the start point right on the transient, or very close to it. Turn snap on, and use a tiny bit of fade if you need to remove clicks, but don't soften the hit so much that it loses its front edge. This part matters a lot. Protect the first 10 to 30 milliseconds of your important hits. That's the speak in the drum sound. That's the part that tells the listener where the groove is. If you smear that front edge, especially in jungle, the whole thing gets less aggressive and less readable. Now start building the pattern around the snare, not around the grid. That's one of the biggest mindset shifts in old-school jungle programming. The snare is the anchor. The kick and ghost fragments exist to support it, push against it, and create motion around it. Build a one-bar or two-bar loop first. Put the main snare in a solid backbeat position. Then place kicks before and after it, but don't make both bars identical. Jungle and old-school DNB feel alive because the second bar responds to the first bar. That call and response behavior is a huge part of the style. Add ghost notes and short hat slices to stitch the phrase together. Leave little holes too. Negative space is part of the groove. If everything is busy all the time, nothing feels like it's coming forward. A well-placed gap can hit harder than another extra chop. If you want more movement, open the groove pool and try a light swing feel. Something subtle. You do not need full robotic shuffle here. Apply groove gently, maybe 20 to 40%. Keep the snare stable, and let the smaller fragments breathe around it. Now zoom in and shape the individual slices, so they feel like they were lifted from vinyl. This is where the chopped vinyl character really starts to show up. Use shorter decays on ghost notes and hats. Let the snare and kick keep their buy if they need it, but don't let everything ring out endlessly. A real chopped sample has edges. It stops and starts with intention. If the break is too bright, gently low-pass the rack or use a Q8 to soften the top end a little. We're not trying to make it dull. We're trying to stop it from sounding too modern and too brittle. Think dusty, not dead. You can also introduce slight pitch variation. Don't overdo this. A few ghost hits detuned by a tiny amount can make the loop feel more like a resampled performance. That tiny instability is part of the charm. On the other hand, if you pitch everything around randomly, it starts to sound messy instead of authored. For the main hits, keep them mostly centered and punchy. For the texture hits, you can be more playful. Separate impact from texture. That's a really important idea here. Drum snare and kick fragments should stay focused and dry enough to cut through the mix. The dirtier treatment belongs more on the ghost notes, hats, rims, and connective fragments. That contrast keeps the groove expensive rather than washed out. Now let's add some controlled grime on the drum bus. Keep it stock Ableton only. A really solid chain here is drum bus, then saturator, then EQ8, then a glue compressor or regular compressor. Drum bus can add drive and crunch without completely wrecking the break. Keep the drive moderate. You want density and urgency, not blown out mush. If the boom control is available, usually keep it low or off unless you specifically want more thump. Then add saturator. Turn soft clip on. Give it a little drive, just enough to thicken the break and add that slightly printed feel. This is the kind of thing that helps a break feel like it's been through a few generations of bouncing and re-editing. After that, use EQ8 to clean up the low end and shape the tone. Gently high pass the deepest rumble if needed. If the break gets boxy, carve a little around the low mids. If the top feels too glossy or too crisp, trim a touch of the high shelf. Jungle breaks often work better when the top is a little softened. Then a glue compressor or compressor can help hold the whole thing together. Not too much, just enough to make the hits feel like they belong in the same performance. You're aiming for a couple of decibels of gain reduction at most, just enough to glue without flattening the transient life out of it. Now comes one of the most important advanced moves, resampling. This is where the sample lineage idea really comes alive. If you want that old-school chopped vinyl feel, don't just program the loop once and leave it there. Print it. Resample the programmed break to Audino. Then reslice that audio again. That second generation chop often has a much better feel than the original MIDI version because it inherits all the tiny imperfections, the saturation, the compression, the little tonal shifts. It starts to behave like a sample that has already lived a life. So set up an audio track to record the Amen Chop Bus. Print a couple of bars. Then drag that recorded audio back into a new track and slice it again. Grab tiny fragments, 1/16s, 1/8s, single hits, little reverse tails. Use those for fills, switch-ups, and transitions. This is a great way to create variations without breaking the core groove. You can keep the main programmed rack for the backbone and use the resampled version for movement and tension. Now let's talk about timing and velocity, because this is where the loop stops sounding like a loop and starts sounding like a player. Don't leave every slice at the same velocity. That's one of the quickest ways to kill the vibe. Strong anchor hits should be strong. Ghost notes should sit lower and move around more naturally. Vary those velocities in a musical range. Not random, musical. Also, don't be afraid to move a few ghost hits slightly ahead or behind the grid. A tiny, early hit can create anticipation. A slightly late hit can create drag. That little push and pull is a huge part of old-school break energy. If a slice feels too perfect, bounce it again and edit the audio instead. Sometimes the most convincing jungle edits happen after printing the part and reworking it like a real sample. That's when it starts to feel authored, not programmed. Now, mixing-wise, the break has to work with the bass, not just by itself. This is where a lot of people get it wrong. They make the break sound huge solo, then it collapses when the sub or re-centers. So bring your bass line into the picture early. Even if it's just a placeholder, have it playing while you balance the break. The goal is for the break to occupy its own space. Keep the low end disciplined. If the kick slice is fighting the sub around the low frequencies, high pass the break gently or reduce the kick's fundamental with EQ instead of just pulling the whole break down. If the bass is a moving res, let the break own the central rhythm. If the bass is subby and minimal, the break can carry more of the mid-range attitude. Either way, the two need to complement each other, not compete for the same sonic job. Use utility if you need to keep the low frequency centered. Keep an eye on mono compatibility too. This is huge. A jungle break might sound exciting when widened, but if the important parts disappear in mono, you've got a problem. Widen texture if you want, but keep the core break solid and centered. Now let's bring arrangement into it, because a great chopped Amen variation should evolve. It should feel like a record being worked, not a copy-paste loop. A really effective approach is to automate the break bus over time. Open the filter slightly over a build. Add a touch more drive before the drop. Use reverb or delay on select ghost notes right before a transition. Pull the top end down for a moment, then let it snap open on the first hit of the drop. Those little moves create drama. You can also structure the whole thing like a DJ-friendly edit. Start with a filtered intro, where only hats and ghost slices are present. Then let the full groove land. Then remove one kick or swap a ghost for a rim to create tension in the next phrase. Then use a resampled fill to push into the next section. A good jungle arrangement often breathes by subtraction. You don't always need more notes. Sometimes taking away a kick or a snare fragment creates way more energy than adding another layer. As a final check, listen in mono. Check that the snare still punches. Check that the break isn't clipping the bus. Check that the kick slice isn't swallowing the sub. And listen on smaller speakers too. If the ghost notes and hat texture still read there, you're in a good place.